listening to Let's Get Weird on K4273X.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. This is Scott, your boy Scott, coming in hot. Scott is fun. Okay, so welcome back to Let's Get Weird. I'm jumping ship over Mike right now. He's out. Whatever, it doesn't matter, man. I'm not salty at all still about last week's episode. didn't get to talk to the alien, but whatever, it's all good. So it doesn't matter about that because I've got the most awesome, the most incredible guest. I mean, guys, listen up. This is gold. I mean, you thought that we hit the jackpot with an alien last week. Well, man, I mean, okay, you have no idea. I was able to find, the most amazing man, and we have him to talk to. He is a world, he has just a wealth of stories to tell you guys about this stuff. I mean, please, everybody, just open your ears and listen to Einstein Feinstein. Everybody, listen to Einstein Feinstein. He is the greatest guy. He is a entrepreneur of fine cabbaged beef. Einstein Feinstein, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, man, listen, I got to ask you a question, man. How did you make a $1 billion empire off of cabbaged beef?
Honestly, I mean, obviously, I went to college.
Well, yeah, obviously, I guess. Multiple colleges,
eh? Multiple colleges. And I have to say, I decided to go into a company I didn't know anything about.
Really?
I think that's the best thing you can do.
To just go in blind, not knowing anything about anything regarding what you want to do with your life.
You know, everybody knows my father.
Yeah?
Mr. Feinstein.
Yeah?
Obviously.
Okay.
His surname... Einstein Feinstein.
Oh, yeah.
He got a lot of hate for that in high school. But
man,
you know,
can be so rude sometimes.
He came from the land of Panacadan. It's a small island
Where is that? Yeah.
It's a small island off the Galapagos area in that section.
The Galapagos?
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
No. Not to be rude, but are you mispronouncing the Galapagos Islands?
Oh, it's a common misconception that they're related, but let me tell you what. One's hot in the winter and one's cold in the summer, if you know what I mean. I'm a world traveler by trade, and
okay.
So
you just have this big business on the side, I guess?
Well, you know, I kind of lived off the wealth of Mr. Feinstein, you know, Einstein Feinstein Sr.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a name legacy to carry on.
Right, exactly. I'm a bit of a stickler when it comes to making sure that I get a good education and I pay those bills. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have multi-million dollar companies that I kind of run on the side.
But really?
Can you
drop some names on any of those companies? I mean, is there something that we've heard of that you have your hands in the pockets of?
Well, I'm sure you've heard of the Esquire guitars, you know. Esquire guitars.
Do you mean the Squire guitars?
No. See, we actually came first, and mm-hmm. we put a capital S, actually it started down in Mexico, and so it was S guitars, S Squire guitars, but then they kind of melded it together, and we created a capital S for, you know, North America, for the United States, if you will, and Canada.
I don't understand.
Well, just for copyright reasons, you know, we can't call it Squire Guitars because that is their own company. But we are Esquire Guitars, so you should.
I've never heard of that.
Well,
brand of
I'm
guitar.
Definitely a music man. You know,
right?
You know us Feinsteins. We love our music. We're all over the Forbes. You know what I'm saying?
So you were in Forbes magazine this year? You were on the top 100 most wealthy people in the world?
Oh no, but just to have been nominated would have been great.
Oh, so you weren't nominated?
No, but just the idea of being nominated sounds amazing. So I have multi-million dollar, you know, businesses here and there, but my true passion is beef cabbage.
Yeah. And, okay.
It's quite a interesting culture, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled with all sorts of personalities. You know, you really gotta get in those fields,
right.
And you gotta talk to your cabbage. You know, and that makes them grow better.
Yeah.
We have a we have paid, actually. I'm gonna let you in on a little S Choir secret. That's what we call it down here in the biz, you know, in the Galapagos. One of our little trade secrets is that we pay for mothers that are nursing to actually come down and they read nursery rhymes to our cabbage to help them grow stronger. It's one of our family-owned trade secrets.
Wait, why does it matter that they're nursing?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that it does really, but our studies have shown, because of our sciences that we've created here in the Galapagos Islands.
You said don't you mean the Galapagos Islands, as you put it?
Right, that's what I said. So
that, I don't think that's what you said exactly.
Sorry,
okay.
it's a little windy out here. I'm having a couple
okay,
drinks. I'm enjoying myself out in this nice weather on these islands.
Okay.
Feinsteins, you know, we're always in Person magazine.
I'm a little confused. What's Person magazine?
It's dedicated for one single person, an issue.
Okay. Well. Okay. Wait. What? So it's just for one person?
Yes, and we may have created it. I know what people are thinking. They're thinking, well, that sounds like a ripoff of People. But you know what? We came first, and it's because we care about the person. We don't care about People.
So
as
you
a
make
whole
an
week.
Entire magazine dedicated to one person? How often do you send out these magazines?
We send out once a month, and so far we haven't gotten past our family lineage, but.
Is this just like a Christmas letter, but just monthly? Like, you just talking to your family about what's up?
Well, I'm sure one day somebody will want to write back to us to be in Person magazine,
for their own issue, their own
right, that
only they will get.
And we'll do a piece on them for sure. That's the Feinstein way.
So okay. So, Mr. Feinstein, I'm really confused here. So whenever you sent me your letter saying that you were looking for, you know, some press and everything, and you heard that we have tens of listeners, and you just wanted to get in on that type of sweet action, I naturally jumped on that idea because I wanted to be the first one to interview Einstein Feinstein Jr., the one who is going to take the reins of this great company that you had talked to me about. But I'm really, really confused right now. Back to what you said about the cabbages. That, because
mm-hmm.
I did my own research to understand, so I could talk to you about these issues. That doesn't sound like how you would cabbage beef. I don't think that doesn't sound anything like what I researched on the process.
Oh, right. Beef cabbage. That's a different process. I thought we were talking about our regular cabbage plants that we had on the Galapagos Islands down here.
So you have two separate companies.
Right, because, you know, we don't want to grow our beef with our cabbage. We don't want to cross-grow, you know. It's like growing corn and wheat in two separate fields. So we make sure to prep our beef by burying it about, you know, an inch under the soil.
Wait.
We use the finest. What?
Bury your beef?
Well, of course, Scott. How else do you expect to grow more beef if you don't bury your beef?
So do you mean like you physically like grab your, like you take your cows and you bury them?
No, that would be ridiculous, Scott. We ground our cows into our beef, and then we take the beef process and we spread it out into the soil.
Huh.
That's the Feinstein way.
Okay, so I guess I was so... would you... How widespread is your company's product distributed?
Well, due to recent codes breaking, I guess you could say, it seems like a scary term that the government has just kind of thrown in, which is why we decided to buy our own island and do things our way down there with no sort of government regulations. But when our family was humiliated and we were kicked out of the United States for
Kicked out of the United States?
Well, I mean, kicked out is a harsh word. I mean, first there was the Esquire that was kind of... unfortunate turn of events, and then Person Magazine wasn't working out to our benefit. And
well, how could it work out to your benefit if you don't distribute it to people who would actually pay for it?
Well, we weren't exactly sure of what our business model would look at, but we knew that planting cabbage and planting beef, that we were on to something big. Us Feinsteins are always finding a way to make things right. And that was a type of market that we just knew hadn't been tapped yet.
Mr. Feinstein.
Please, Mr. Feinstein was my father. Call me Einstein.
Okay. Einstein. Okay, I'm very...
You could also
call
me by my college name, Einekin. Yeah, we brewed a beer microbrewery we had for a couple of years called Einekin.
So Heineken?
No. See, they're copyrighted, and we came first actually as Einekin, and then somebody called us Heine as a joke for the bottom, you know, the behind.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody decided to turn that into a beer brand, an alcoholic beverage brand. But we definitely came out first with Einekin. It's just unfortunate that.
I was very excited, Einstein, to have my very own first guest, and I scheduled it. I was very excited to discuss and to have an interview with you. I guess I failed to research. Is there any chance that whenever you sent me that letter that you may or may not have been misleading me in any of your endeavors about your massive, massive growth in the business world?
Well, Scott, I have to say that I would never mislead you in one of my letters, for sure. I mean, I wrote for Person Magazine, but my secretary, who actually wrote you the letter, she may have fibbed here or there on some things, but only to gain interest, because we are very interesting people, and you're definitely not going to be put on any sort of watch list after this. I promise you that. That has been cleared up.
By who? Who would be watching?
There's no need to worry with Feinsteins.
Are you threatening me?
No, of course not.
No, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable here now, Einstein. I feel like you've betrayed a little bit of the trust that I had with you. Do you even sell a multinational corporation beef product to people?
Well, by sell.
Where are you right now, Einstein? Where are you?
I'm down in the Galapagos Islands and drinking a Mai Tean, which may sound like a Mai Tai, but Mai Tean actually came out first. It was a family secret recipe.
Dude, listen, man, Mr. Feinstein, please, dear sweet Jesus, just be quiet for a second. I don't know how to feel right now. Okay, I feel wronged and I feel hurt. I don't know what you are trying to do here, but I feel like you're trying to wrongly use what is a good institutionalized show with, again, I say, tens of listeners who come to us to get good, wholesome content. And I feel like I am selling a grifter to these listeners, and I am not going to stand for this.
Scott, I may have to tell you a secret that I've never told anybody before. My name's actually it's Freddie Feinstein. I'm Einstein's my brother, and he's very successful, and I'm not. I was not as smart as he was, and that's why he got like Einstein's name. But Einstein came first, and I'm just Freddy, and I'm not on the Galapagos Islands. I'm actually using one of the only payphones left in New York outside of my house, which is a box.
I knew it! I knew it! I knew you sounded familiar. You were the one who tried to take my coffee and use it as your own cup to give to try and get change out of. I knew that you sounded familiar, and I cannot believe that you would lie and cheat your way to get onto this show. I mean, who even wrote your letter? Who wrote it? Who's your secretary?
I don't know. There was some guy named Mike. And he said he was on a radio show.
Wait, named what?
I paid him, like, everything I had. He made me give him money. I barely had anything. And then he took part of my house because he had a slice of pizza and he didn't have a plate. And so we agreed. And he said I could be on the show. And he said that you would fall for it because you're kind of not intelligent.
What?
So,
wait.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think he said that sometimes he's on the show. I don't know.
Oh, are you
know.
Kidding me?
He seemed like a real nice guy, though. He was very friendly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a real, real nice guy.
Well, I'm sorry, Scott. I'm sorry I wasted yours and your fans' time. And
Freddie, this has all been real enlightening. I think you need to have a word with our sponsors here. I think that I need to need to have our sponsors come on. I need to think about things for a minute. Everybody, listen, Freddie. Man, you've been real great being on the show.
I'm really sorry, everybody.
I need to have a talk with
But if you
my
could support my
partner.
GoFundMe, that would be really
Freddie,
cool.
Freddie, I'm just gonna turn you off right now, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. Okay. Anyway, okay, whatever. Just clicking the buttons. All right. Okay, everybody. Okay, I'm gonna be calm, gonna be cool. Not going to be angry. I'm not going to be insulted by anything about that. Okay, I am going to shoot you off to our sponsors for a second. I'm going to get back to this show momentarily with my partner, Mike. Great.
Hi, my name's Mike Casey. You may recognize my voice as the host of Let's Get Weird on KO7X6U. But today I'm here to talk about diabetes. It's serious.
Well, hey there, kids. You know what's cooler than cool? What? Going to Extreme Sports Odyssey Store on 45th and 39-8. Extreme Sport Odyssey Store, where you can get your helmets, your knee pads, your ski pads, your skis, your snowboards, your skateboards, other things that kids like to do. I don't know. I'm a grown man. I should probably not be talking to you all.
Okay. What am I going to just breathe deep, breathe calmly, coolly, and just...
Woo!
Man.
Oh. Someone go in there for at least 2 days.
Hey there.
Oh, boy.
Mike?
Hold on. Well, let me get comfortable before you just throw out some stuff. And
how's it?
It's going to be a good... What
how's
the
it,
heck?
Here how's go. It going, man?
Oh, dear. Look at the lips. Touch the tongue.
Yeah. Get yourself nice and comfortable, man. How's it going?
Maybe you should turn me down a little bit. I'm a little hot, you know, and I know they like it hot, but...
Do you like that?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, does that feel good?
That's
does that
right
feel right?
There.
Does that feel good?
That's it right there.
Yeah, okay.
Woo, man.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about this guest I just talked to?
You already talked to him? I told you to wait until I was done reading my magazine.
Yeah?
Yeah. I actually picked up this really good magazine. It's called Person. I don't know if you've heard
of it. Oh, no, I heard all about Person magazine. With my guest.
Oh, yeah, you talked to Dr. Feinstein today.
Yeah, doctor. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I remember, I think, it was in the letter I read that his secretary wrote us.
Weird that you read that letter, seeing as it came to me at my house.
Yeah,
and I read it.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know how you would.
I got
even
a copy of it in the fax, I think.
What fax? We don't even have a fax machine.
I went down.
Down where?
Town.
To the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah, man, isn't that weird? I'm pretty sure it's Galapagos. Galapagos? 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 I don't know. How do you spell that? How do you say that?
Okay, I'm going to be real honest, man.
Oh, I hate when you do that.
He told me everything that you said.
Did he tell you about the Esquire? Man,
no,
what a ripoff.
He told me about a certain thing that you said about me being all kinds of stupid and gullible and whatnot and thinking things are funny to play some pranks on me. I think it's an important time. You know, we already heard from our sponsors, but I think it's going to be an important moment to hear from our sponsors again for just a quick second while I beat the crap out of you.
What? Come on, get back here, you stupid man.
You know I laugh when I'm in pain. Ow.
Whew.
I ain't got a purple nurple since I was a kid. You should probably turn your mic down a little bit. You're a little hot.
Oh.
You're a little hot-headed. You're
a little
hot.
Steamy right now. Sorry, man. Hey, you know what? Whew.
Man, that wasn't cool. Why would you do that?
You know what? I think I should just put that behind me. Whew.
Did you have a good time talking to Einstein?
Yeah, man, it was a real great talk.
Yeah.
You should listen to it on this week's episode.
I wish you would have waited. I really.
Yeah, you really wanted to talk to him?
Yeah.
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 So
on today's
talk, we're going to be talking about businesses. Actually, I think that's the perfect opportunity to discuss what's up.
Okay. Let's just put it behind us then. You know, I'll drink my beer. I wish it was an Heineken. But it's just a
beer.
You
still have 5 more nipples I could twist.
You said you wouldn't tell anybody about that.
My old nickname, Mike Double Letter Casey.
Two letters, one man. Coming this summer. Yep.
Yeah, it's something. That's a back burner. That's actually another thing because that ties in with all these entrepreneurial things that we used to talk about wanting to do, like all the different projects that we've had throughout our entire friendship.
We've had so many, dude.
Like a million.
Yeah,
like,
it's been so many.
A ridiculously large amount of things that we've been like, you know, we're going to make this company and it's going to be the best. Like, remember when we very first became friends, you were so big.
Thank you.
You were just massive.
Yeah.
You were such
a large
person.
Huge man. Yeah.
Like, God. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Beefcake.
More like cupcake.
French fry. Patton Oswalt has this joke where he says, he's like, you know when you get to that level of fat where you're just singing about food and then it's just like, but it's terrible for you, but you sing to make it seem like not that bad for you. So he's like, sprinkle some fries on my cupcakes.
Dude, that you just feel that way sometimes,
yeah,
man.
I love him, dude. He's hilarious.
But like,
I know.
When we very first there, so you had your, as we've discussed before together, you know, in all of our episodes that you can go back and not see.
or listen to.
Yeah.
That was the important one.
Well, you know, because there was a whole two things on YouTube that aren't there anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's
a whole
true.
Two.
Yeah, all two of them.
But that being said, though, side burner, you know, other project, with these new and improved episodes, no reason why we couldn't make some shorts out of them. Get in the office.
It is
yarn
shorts weather.
Up some shorts. Yeah.
It is shorts up weather.
Yeah,
shorts up weather.
Let's put a laugh track there, fellas.
He's so funny. Okay.
So remember when we first became like friends and stuff. So you had your band. You had your awesome
goodness.
Band.
We're so cool.
Yeah. What was the name of them? Oh, how do you spell that?
The deed is done.
How do you? What was your band's name, man?
It was ammunition.
Yeah.
Which we were out of. So
from firing off all those great tracks.
Let's just say we were firing blanks. That's all we were doing.
But the fertility test for that band was alone.
Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, you had that band, and you were kind of like into that. You were like, I noticed that your other bandmates were like a little bit more invested than you were. It seems like they were like, we could become famous, and you're like, this is just a fun way to hang out.
Yeah.
But you really wanted to be a comedian. Whenever you wanted to be a comedian, you wanted to make an enterprise out of it. You wanted to be like those guys who like had their own TV shows and then like made like big TV specials and made like
you know,
movies.
It was right around Dimitri Martin fame.
When he was like doing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
his
he had
heyday.
A TV show. Yeah. Like, then it just all disappeared. I don't know what
it literally disappeared.
Yeah.
It just stopped.
He had like two specials out. He had a TV show on Comedy Network. Right? Comedy Central.
Comedy Central, yeah. Cartoon Network and Comedy Central.
Yeah. Ooh, crossover. Comedy Central, and which was only like one season, maybe two.
It was two,
maybe
seasons.
Two seasons.
It was two seasons, yeah. Important Things.
Yeah, Important Things. And, but yeah, then it just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Because I think it was like right after he made that movie, like Woodstock.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I never saw it, and so I didn't know if it was good or bad. I heard it kind of like got some weird reviews.
Yeah.
But then just after that, he was gone. Mm-hmm. Like, you never heard of, like, any specials. You never heard of, like, any, like, big things that he was doing. Just nothing.
Yep. Just out of the face of the earth. Yep.
But, so whenever that was coming around, that's kind of what you wanted. You were like, man, I want to do some comedy. I want to, like, write a show someday, you know. And that was when me and you talked about writing a movie.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So many years ago.
Dude, 10 years ago last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy sauce, man.
So 11 years ago this year.
If you want to use it that way.
Okay. So 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
6 years ago, it was 5 years ago that we became friends.
Yeah. Sorry. Just,
27 days from now, it'll be 13 months, 14 hours, and 17 days since I last kicked you into the ground.
I'm overdue.
But yeah, so there's things. So, you know, we've always had those different things. But man, so what if you could, again, this is probably how every week it's going to be, but all the money in the world thrown at your face.
Did we talk about that last time?
Yeah, we talked about to build
spaceships.
Your perfect spaceship. You could build
trampoline.
Yeah. What was the first thing you'd want? A room of trampolines in zero gravity. You want trampolines.
Shut up.
Everything in your existence will be the equivalent of a trampoline.
You have all the money in the world. What do you want? Trampoline room?
A man of simple pleasures.
Maybe not like a friend. Or you come up with a trampoline room first.
Not even like a single floating Playboy. Trampolines.
Trampolines. Okay, so all the money in the world.
All the money in the world. So you can. They're just like, here's a blank check to get whatever you need to start your own company.
Mm-hmm.
What company would you want it? Like you Ooh. Get it. What company? What would you believe enough in to make a successful company out of it? And success is kind of whatever you make it. It doesn't need to be like a multi-billion-dollar corporate unit,
mm-hmm.
but it can be. But it's like whatever. What type of company would you want to make?
Could I write the check for $2 billion and then start a lemonade stand and then go
the
into
overhead
bank-
is just wild.
And then go into bankruptcy but keep the other $2 billion.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I always think that's funny. People are like, you get $1 million, start your own company. It's like, all right, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start a thousand dollar company and it's gonna fail.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lose, but
I'm gonna accept it.
I'm gonna accept it, and this, you know, $1.9 million that I have left over is really gonna help me accept it.
I gotcha. That math was real backwards. But
shut up,
that's
man.
Okay. That's okay.
I don't know math.
I'm the guy that wants a trampoline and a spaceship. but just think it would be cool, man.
Yeah. So,
realistically, as an adult now,
not as a 5-year-old, apples.
Well, like you said, like 10 years ago, I probably would have been like anything I could do with comedy. You
right,
know, like
right.
maybe start a comedy club, restaurant.
Dude, that's actually kind of cool.
But
like,
I'm gonna split it up. into two different things. One
yep.
is a actual realistic thing that I've always wanted to do.
Ooh, do I know about
but
this?
But I never had enough money.
Have you told me about this before?
I don't think
ooh,
so. I don't think so.
Something new and in then, the Mike Tasty world? Okay.
Ooh, and then one is one that I recently thought about doing before I got the job that I have now.
By the way, Mike Tasty's would be a great name for a restaurant.
Maybe. Maybe. Question mark, hard F.
I'm going to give you a hard F on that.
A hard F. How do you like your eggs? Hard F'd? Over F'd.
Real F'd up.
Yeah.
We need to take them around back and beat them.
Yeah, beat those eggs. They owe me money. I saw you got scrambled eggs. Well, they owed me money, so I beat them. Beat them. These are terrible. We're really
I'm
bad.
Laughing a lot,
okay,
though.
Okay, good. So... I'll start with the like more the one that's like more like realistic-ish
yeah, yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So when I moved back to my hometown-ish area,
me and my homeboy sitting outside the school.
I wanted to good throwback. I wanted to open up a audiovisual company. Like really, I really did.
Yeah, you did tell me about that.
Yeah. So yeah. that one, I mean, it's not as glamorous.
Well, it's because
but
I remember you telling
me
about that.
Like, I knew that there's not much around the area like that,
mm-hmm.
I knew that I could do well at it. I knew that I could really ooh and ah,
mm-hmm.
because you go to like conferences and stuff around here and everything's just so crappily done mm-hmm. that you're just, it's infuriating, but they just don't know any different.
Right.
So like if a company walked into my small business and they saw, like what I would do is I would have three different rooms set up, right, in the business. I would have three different rooms set up, just almost knocked over my beer. And it would be like a small, medium, and large event room. And that like whole room, as you would see it, would just cost a sum of money. So like the small room would have no microphone, a projector screen, a projector, and that's about it. You
yeah.
know? And then like a clicker or something for like clicking through a presentation. And all the cables you need and all that. But it'd be set up exactly looking like what it would look like in a small conference room.
Wow.
The medium one would have, like, that plus, like, one microphone, right? So,
mm-hmm.
like, one microphone, either a handheld or a lapel mic. And then the large room would have two screens with two microphones and then audio plug-in for laptop, you know? So, like, if you had sound or videos that you wanted to play and all the cables
right.
you need and everything. So it would be set up as small, medium, large, price point, price point, price point. But then if you wanted to add something, let's say you ordered a small room and you're like, you know what? I actually do need a microphone. Then I would just have a list of like one microphone costs this much. But it's a little bit more because you're asking for it on the spot. And so if you actually got it in the medium-sized room, it would have been less.
Okay.
So like, but you know, so that was like my whole plan. And I was like, man, it'd be boom, 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 done. Like someday, maybe I still may do that. I don't know.
That's neat though. I mean, that's a very neat, realistic idea. And
yeah, it wouldn't be like a multi-million dollar company, but it would be enough to probably pay the bills. And
yeah, and you'd be doing what you love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's really neat.
So should I tell you my other one? Or
oh, no,
dude,
go for it. Tell us all yours.
Okay.
I got two also. I got a realistic one and a little bit more of a extravagante.
So growing up,
and that one, I love how that one is just as the thing I was talking about. It's like you get all the money in the world. You're like, I'd want a little moderate AV company.
Dude,
you
know? Really? Yeah. Because I've worked for a not moderate AV company.
Right.
It's the worst. I would never want to become that.
Okay. That's
like a mom and pop AV business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great.
Yeah. So this next idea. Yeah.
So this next idea. Growing up, I always wished in my hometown that there was more stuff to do. Like, all my friends and I always just ended up doing the same, like, four things every weekend.
Dude, I literally was with my wife, and we were talking after school because I went to pick her up. And one of her students was talking about how they're like, you know, we drove down the road because they got in a car accident and they're fine. But they're like, we're driving down the road, and, you know, we hit a slick patch and that happened. But at what she said was she's like, we were driving down, you know, 179 because that's what you do here in town because there's nothing ever to do.
Yeah.
So like, and that's because I thought that was just us because we were just boring and we didn't like know how to have fun. But that's just like a thing that kids feel
here.
It's
just what people do.
Yeah. Just you just get bored.
Yeah. And so there's not a lot, you know, going on. And so like you could go to a movie, but that's not like the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You could, you know, maybe there's always not a good movie out. Other than that, like the mall, there is a mall here, but it's abysmal.
And
it's
they ruined themselves, literally. That was a booming mall whenever I first moved
bad,
here.
Yeah.
When I moved here, it was. But then my second year living here, they put down a 7 p.m. curfew on the weekends for anybody under 18. So their entire market of like high school kids and people, they just, the foot traffic died because
you would get
parents who would bring their kids who weren't old enough to drive.
I 100% think that's what killed
it. Because the foot traffic was the parents would bring their kids and then they'd be like, you're going to hang out, but we're going to go shopping, you know, so you can like, do stuff. Because there were two movie theaters and there was one inside the mall and one outside. And so when the kids went to go hang out early with their friends and they'd go shopping, obviously the kids would like never buy anything because they're kids, but their parents would. And so you had the foot traffic of like the kids' parents and stuff, and the kids would buy stuff every, you know, and everything, but you had so many people there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, since they put that curfew, nothing.
Yeah, and I really think that's what killed it. So there was not a lot, you know, to do growing up, but I always remember thinking of the Lake of the Ozark. We're not too far from there. And I would think, like, man, in the summertime, there's go-karting, there's golf, there's swimming, there's hotels, there's, like, just every time we went there, it always seemed like there was something really fun to do. And actually, one summer of my high school career, I probably would go down there, like, for a day, for, like, all day, go do a bunch of stuff, sneak into a pool, swim, come back, go down there the very next day.
Right.
You know, so I spent a lot of time down there. But then, so when I was a kid, I was like, man, they should have – there was this old, like, abandoned building that they had, or it was an old movie theater. So I wasn't really a kid, but it was quite a few years ago. Do you remember the Forum?
Yes, I do remember the Forum. Is that the place with, like, couches and stuff in it?
No, that's over in
– oh, that's the other one. Okay, yeah, I know which one you're talking about now.
But, yeah, this is the one that's kind of over by Perkins.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I went to, like, only two movies there. That was, like, the Ramada 4.
Ramada 4, thank you.
Yeah,
sorry. What did I say, Truman?
No, you said Forum, which was the place in Holt Summit that had the thing with just like
the
they just put a bunch of couches
in
there that you could watch movies on,
which is cool but also unsanitary.
Yeah.
So they had the whatever the fudge I just called it Ramada 4, and it was a small theater that just played like movies that were about to come out on video. Then it was super cheap; they were like $2 to go see a movie, dollar popcorn, dollar drink, that sort of thing. So obviously they didn't really stay in business that long, but the building was closing down and they were going to like demolish it basically to make room for something else. And I was like, oh man, it would be so cool since there's four theaters in there. It'd be so cool to have each theater like build a walkway out so that it's level, you know, level all the way going out to the screen. And then you could use the bottom part for like storage and stuff. So you could find a way to like get outside, go around stairs and then put stuff in for storage underneath the place and then or maybe fill two with concrete or something. But basically make it leveled out and then have each room as a different zone.
It's
for like young teens, you know, but it would be like there's no alcohol.
There,
but they have like kid bars so you can like buy like fancy drinks but they're not like alcoholic. Beverages, you know, like Red Bull and Mountain Dew or something like something wacky. But each room would have a different theme. So like you'd have one room that's like, you know, it's got a DJ in it that plays for a couple hours or whatever. And then there's
so
like
a, so it's like a nightclub. For
like
teenagers.
And there's like a kid bar in there or whatever. And then another room has like a small go-kart track in it or something.
Just some, like a bumper car thing or something.
Bumper cars. And then another room has something else.
Like an arcade type
of
thing, too.
Yeah.
But basically a collection of different things that kids can go and can hang out in and can make a night of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think that's a great idea. I kind of think that's something that this city needs is a good place where you can take your kids, like they can go and they can hang out and do stuff. But that they can have a guaranteed fun night of doing things instead of – because, like, you know, there's no place to go and do things that kids can do. Like, they can't go to nightclubs because they're obviously not old enough.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, kids do like to dance and like to hang out and stuff. And it's, like, a place like they don't have to get super dressed up. It's, like, a non-formal thing. But it's just fun. Because kids love going to dances and they love doing stuff.
Yeah,
but, like,
I loved going to dances when I was a kid.
Yeah. And especially, like, because you had that whenever you were in, like, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. You had, like, school dances, like, once a month or whatever. And, like, kids would love that. But so, like, imagine if they could go to that on the regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it a Friday night thing, Saturday night, whatever.
Yeah. I think that's a cool idea, man.
Thanks, man.
That's really neat.
Yeah. It'd be creepy to do it now. But especially because I just want to – honestly, I'm not going to lie, guys. When I when I was probably old enough to know, because I had the idea of that thing as a kid.
Right.
But when I was old enough that for that theater to actually be closed down, I honestly thought of buying it and turning it into like a Nerf gun, like arena
or
something.
Don't
or
even like say you're too old for that. That's such a cool
arena,
idea.
Yeah. Dude, I thought of a great idea. I want to run by you.
Okay, go for it, man.
I'm
run it by
do
me
it right now.
Throw it at
nobody
out my
has
face.
Any idea what we're talking about? Dude, but
Scott
you,
is at
you
attention.
Let us know. You let us know, you guys. You let us know if you're a kid at heart and you play with like Nerf guns, airsoft guns, that sort of thing. But I was thinking, like, that we could like rent out McClung Park. McClung Park has this like pavilion area, and it's all like concrete floors, and there's like a little stage and whatever. It's in our local town or whatever. We could rent that out. We could buy some inflatable stuff and some set up some chairs, and I could set up my DJ stuff, and we could just play Nerf guns in there.
Oh man, just like
back
go
and
crazy,
forth. Yeah, running back and forth, and
yeah, do like a King of the Hill type of situation, like a capture the flag, both Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, we used to have. Remember those guns we had that had? They were a double barrel shotgun.
Yeah, dude,
that
it was
had
super
shells. You put the dart in a shell, and you loaded the shell in the shotgun, and then you clicked it. But whenever you would go to reload, the shells
would
popped
pop out because they were on a spring. That was the coolest
thing. That
was
so cool.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome.
Oh,
and we played,
man.
We did the regular like airsoft, the airsoft gun wars that we had out in the backyard.
Oh my gosh, we would take ties and belts and tie them around the guns and like holster them or whatever. And
man, that's cool stuff.
Oh man, I forgot. My favorite gun was I had the cock action,
yeah,
or whatever.
The rifle.
Yeah, the rifle action, like
the
whatever.
Lever action.
Lever action, thank you. yeah. Sorry. The lever action or whatever. And but I loved that one.
Yeah,
I had that, like,
this is a what's this butt feature do? Oh, that's some rooster action because we're censoring ourselves.
I mean, you know, I didn't mean it in a way, so it'll be fun.
Let's just
but,
say cock-a-doodle-doo.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that happened. But,
excuse me. Have you cocked your gun today? We can't get away with saying much, but whenever we can, we do.
A lever action rifle.
That's not what they call it anymore.
I loved the shotgun because it was cool, but it was kind of ineffective because you constantly had to have the shells.
Unless you did that special trick where like you're able to like cock it a bunch of times while firing, so it like put a bunch of more pellets in the one blast, so when you shot it, it would make a spread fire.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty cool.
You also kind of would break the gun after enough time. But
or if you like shot it down and you were able to catch like one or two of the shells.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that's going down. I love the lever action one because it had a magazine. And then, but it also was like skinny and lightweight,
that's cool stuff, man.
I'm going to Walmart later.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
So like continuing talking about business.
Oh yeah, what were we talking about?
Just zone out for a minute.
No. Sorry, I just Nerf guns. It's
I know,
just
right,
so cool.
Dude? Let's just get some Nerf guns, man.
Right.
Put it on Insta Grizzle. Our Nerf gun adventures.
Insta Grizzle.
Instant gristle. So I had a couple of ideas. I've never really – so, like, the idea of, like, business, like, the idea of even, like, being, like, a co-host on this show, like, weirds me out. Like,
you're welcome.
Thank you. It's just because, like, I don't like being in charge of things. I am – like, when I was thinking about joining the military, I wanted to be a grunt. Because I am really good at following orders.
Right.
And I do them, and it's great. But being in charge, being a leader, being in, you know, something, it always kind of weirded me out. But, like, the one thing that I really wanted to do, like, my main thing, is I wanted to open my own gym. I've always wanted to open up my own gym. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to have it be kind of ish like what you were talking about, is like a safe space for like, you know, kids and stuff, a place where they can go and they can hang out and do stuff. But I wanted it to be something like that, but also with an emphasis on fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a huge believer that, like, and again, not knocking doctors and, like, pills and stuff for people. If you're feeling, like, depressed or are you having any mental issues or anything, obviously take the meds that the doctors prescribe you. You know, I mean, you want to be healthy and stuff. But sometimes I really truly believe the studies that say that fitness, getting around, moving, release, you know, really helps the body cope with depression and anxiety and stress and stuff. And so I am a huge proponent of just being like, you know, working out and fitness is just great for your mental well-being. And I wanted to build a gym centered around that for young people, because I feel like you get habits into kids at a younger age and everything, and it just kind of helps them later. But I want to have, like, you know, old school gym equipment, you know, like punching bags and stuff. And I wanted to have, like, rooms with punching bags, but like solitary rooms, you know, where a kid can just let out their aggression and just beat the holy crap out of a punching bag, you know. Because being a kid is tough, you know. It is mentally grueling. And so I was just like, it'd be a great place for people to just, you know, get the grind in there, you know, and just do stuff. And I'd like to have I've never seen a gym that utilizes, like, old techniques and stuff like that. Like, there's, like, a lot of old martial arts techniques for strength training that I do that I find really helpful in my day-to-day life that builds muscles that you don't build at a regular gym.
Right.
And I'd love to have a gym that's centered around stuff like that, but not like a martial arts gym. It's not like a place you're not going there to learn Taekwondo or anything, but you're going there to learn how to think differently about your martial arts or your strength or your fitness in any way. So I don't know, just like stuff like that is just things that I've always just kind of wanted to do. But my my other thing that I wanted, and this is specifically about writing, because I'm you know, writer trying to, like, find a publisher, trying to publish books and stuff. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Now, and this is if I had all the money in the world, I would do this, because it would be a publication company that would never make that much money. Because what its main thing is I would want to find, like several times throughout the year, find unpublished authors who wanted to get their books out, and I would want to publish them. Like, I would want to be like, it'd be called, like, you know, like Give Them a Shot Publications or something.
Yeah.
And I would want to, like, take people who've gotten, like, you know, rejected and they just feel like they don't have anything, and I'd want to, like, give them a shot and be like, you're going to get 5,000 copies, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to go there and you're not going to have to pay me anything, obviously, but your book's going to get 5,000 copies to try and make it. Because I think there's a lot of books that don't get a shot that are really good.
Right.
But publication companies are like, ooh, we don't want to give you a shot and everything. Or maybe you should try a small press. But sometimes with small presses, I mean, the book just dies anyway, because a small press only has so much of a thing.
Yeah.
And if that's, like, your one book and that's all you had in you, but it was a good one and you don't get it out, you know, it kind of loses it. And that's just like a personal crusade for me. It's just to keep people who are interested in, like, creative writing and stuff, or writing in general, just to not lose focus or energy on it. That's just kind of my thing.
Yeah.
So, like,
those
are just, like, my two little things about business. But again, I'm so bad at even thinking about business. Like, I've had 4 failed YouTube channels, you know, I've had all kinds of stuff that just, like, just doesn't work. I'm not a leader like that. And I would follow you into battle any day.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, so.
I'm not going to battle unless I'm going to the toilet. I'm going to move your thing.
I'm going to hold it.
Actually, is it empty?
Maybe
put it on the ground.
Yes.
There we go. My voice is capturing in it.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like, wee, wee. I think I'm the only one that could hear it.
Oh, that's cool.
But, yeah.
I'm the only one who knows.
Yeah, if you guys heard it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, but Scott's an idiot.
Whatever. Yeah, he's so gullible. Man, I have got this. I can't say that. I've got this. There's a hole. I can say that. I've got this hole growing in my favorite pair of jeans, and it's the worst. And it's in a spot where, like, it would be uncomfortable if I was sitting down and didn't have my legs crossed. If that explains a lot.
Got a hole in the seam of your pants, bro.
Oh, yeah, I can say that.
How do you not know how to talk?
Yeah, sorry, but I keep fudging with it. It keeps getting bigger.
You're giving that hole a hard F.
Well, it keeps getting bigger. And it's,
why are you? Stop messing with it.
I can't.
Yes.
It's so, have you ever felt when, like, your pants are ripping apart? Maybe this happened to me a lot. The threads, like, when they're literally just threads holding
it
together.
And you touch the threads and you, like, play with it.
Yeah, and it's just soft and,
okay,
like,
well, that's
bouncy.
Weird. The way you're saying it makes me feel very uncomfortable. I don't want to be in the same studio with you. It's
just
so
soft.
Soft
and
you
bouncy.
Said it really sensually, and I know you're talking about your groins. It's uncomfortable.
Just, I mean, just the groin area, but
the whole area is so soft.
I can't stop playing with this.
Do you need to seek some help, man?
No, but
hi, my name's Mike, and I can't stop touching my seams.
I noticed there's a small tear by my zipper, too, which is just... They're falling apart. They're my favorite pair ever.
Looks like you're going to have to go shopping, bro.
I hate shopping.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too. I mean, you're not alone, brother.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, anyways, dude, so enough about holes in my jeans.
What does that have to do with business, Mark? Well, Scott.
Yeah, well, Scott, here's the thing.
Airflow. Any good businessman will tell you that that is key.
Yeah, I heard it all from Einstein.
Feinstein.
Einstein. Feinstein.
Yeah, dude, what a weird guy. It's going to work out.
I really thought my glasses were going to fall in my
face. They're just kind of awkwardly sticking out of your face right now. Well, okay. Is there anything else you want to say about business?
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know, man. I just feel like that's a world that we're not fit to live in. A world of fine business.
Probably not. Yeah. But what I do want to talk about for a hot minute, if we can talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm open to any ideas.
Is I know about... I was really comfortable.
You're rubbing your face on the... On the
just rubbing the tip of my nose, bro.
I do that to you a lot. Like, I just kind of rub my nose on the pop filter. I give a little noozle. Yeah. A little, hey there, how's it going?
Hey, how are you? Do you have a sister?
Yeah, it's over here. It's
yeah.
Kind of hey,
yeah, it's usually my seat. No, I want to give a huge. It's really awkward.
A huge seam in my pants.
If you stop whenever you say funny words, like it just seems way more awkward. I want to give a huge. Just walk off stage. I want to give a huge shout out.
Okay.
To two ladies that are fantastic.
Okay.
They started up a podcast not too long ago.
Right.
Called In These Streets Podcast.
Bam.
In These Streets Podcast. You can find them on Instagram at inthestreets.podcast.
Whoa.
I'm sure I'll be putting on some sort of link or something.
I'm sure I'll do something, productive.
Yeah. So these ladies, Mia and Krista, they...
Mia and Krista, okay. Yeah. Now you're just like, me and Krista.
Me and Krista, yeah. We hang out. What up, Krista? How's it going? They are fantastic. They have two episodes out on their new podcast, and they just talk about...
We have two episodes out in our podcast.
Look at that. Wow.
Whoa!
Yeah. No, but we've been chatting back and forth. They're from the good old country of Texas. And foreign women. and so, my type of woman. But
gotta get a green card to visit them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I can fly overseas to go see you to hang out. But no, all seriousness, they're fantastic ladies, and their podcast is great. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really funny. They also really give out a lot of great dating tips and...
I just imagine you're listening there and you've got like notepads.
That's
and, like,
what I told them.
Like,
I told them I have like 4 pages of notes right now. But they talk about anything and everything, whether it's dirty or
I was about to say, is there a stamp of
explicitness on there?
If you're into that sort of thing, have at it.
Yeah, but they're fantastic. They're wonderful ladies. So big shout out to them.
Awesome, man.
Also, you got to check out our boys over at Comically Inclined, Danny and Justin. You know, I know they've been kind of sparse with some stuff, but it's just because there's not been a lot of superhero stuff coming out lately.
They're just kind of
playing
the field with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're going to be getting
very busy people.
Probably going to be getting ready for the new Avengers
Endgame,
movie coming out. Yeah.
That's right. Endgame?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. That's good.
Good stuff.
So check them out. And check all of them out. And, you can find Comically Inclined at Comically Inclined or comically.inclined and Instagram.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
It's one of history. It's one of history's mysteries, man. Just back in the space. So let's talk about space.
Trampolines. So check them out. They're amazing peeps, really good friends. And, cool. Podcasters helping.
Well,
podcasters.
I'm noticing that you're looking a little sleepy eyed. I mean, obviously we had a big day yesterday, so we're also nearing the end of our time here. The Let's Get Weird for today. But I notice you're looking a little sleepy, and you know what I think would wake you up, man? I just really think that that would wake you up is just taking in a call. Seeing what's up, man. So I'm just gonna, you know, sit there and you can just hang back. You can hang back, get some rest while we talk to this other person, man. You can sit back and I'll just have a little chat.
That's good, because I hate talking to people when they call into the show.
I know, it's really aggravating.
Our fans are terrible.
We've got 4,000 people on the line today.
Wow, and only 10 people listen.
Only tens of listeners.
So many telemarketers.
Yeah. so you know, we're just gonna let's just have it at the phone and just see what's up, man. So sit back. All right, and all right, you're on the show. What's up? What's your name? How's your life?
Hi.
No, it's not. Freddy?
No.
Freddy?
My name is...
No.
I'm the real Einstein.
Oh, my God. Did you just look at a piece of paper? Are you reading your own name to me?
I know my name.
Yeah?
It's Mr. Dr. Einstein, the fourth, son... of Mr. Feinstein.
Listen, Freddy, just please, come on, man. You don't need to fool. What are you doing? I know it's you.
You don't know. And I'm here to talk about Person Magazine subscription.
God.
And I really think
terrible idea. It is the world's worst. And I have heard some terrible ideas. My colleague Mike had a great idea for a company centered around an ice cube called the Ice Block that he said would be used for you to have drinks and just put them in the ice cube. I know, it's the absolutely most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, but Freddy, I'm telling you that
it
is...
All right, Freddy, I'm going to put you on pause for a minute because I have to explain myself over this ice cube. So really...
I was having an interview.
It would be, well, he's holding on for a minute. It would be great to have a big block of ice that you can set your drinks on when it's hot outside.
You know, that is just called a cooler. No, that's all that is.
Cooler is a plastic box that you may fill with ice, but this is legit from the store. You buy...
How do you get it to your destination? How do you get it on a hot summer day from the gas station
but
that you bought it in?
It's cold.
What if you're on a bike? What if I send my kid to get me ice, the ice block? Where does he put it? What does he do? And do they drill holes? How many holes are in this ice block?
Well, so...
Like, what if you have more than four drinks?
There's a compartment you can open up in the back.
How do you put a compartment? Where's the hinge go in the ice cube? Are there ice hinges? What if they melt first? What if it's a hot drink that you accidentally set down on it? What if you have to like watch? What if Jeff comes over and sets his coffee on it? No, my ice block.
You owe me $35. It's gonna be expensive, but no, there's a compartment in the back that you open up, and no, it doesn't have ice hinges. That's definitely not the thing I was thinking. But you could put like your ham sandwich in there and save it for
That's
later.
A cooler.
Yeah, but the cooler is made of, you get that plasticky taste on all
Are
your
you
food.
Eating your coolers? What, you just sit there, you're like, man, if only I could lick my cooler to get cool.
The cooler just doesn't seem sanitary. It's just filled
And
with
a block of ice that's melting the second that you get it is sanitary?
I just was an idea, dude. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Worst business idea I've ever heard. Freddie, you're back on the line. What's up, man?
Hi. I actually, I would like to sponsor the ice block. I think that's, I think that was a good idea.
Anything that you think is a good idea only proves to me that it is the worst idea. You can put that with your cabbage patches, wherever those are, on the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, you've heard of them. Great. Yeah, so I own this island.
You know what? This was a big mistake, Freddy. I'm just gonna piece you off right now. I'm just, you know, I'm pressing this button. Boop,
wait,
you're,
no,
nope, you're gone. You're,
no,
nope,
hold
you're
on.
Gone. I'm there's, pressing the button. Stop talking.
No, that's the wrong button. I know, because my name's Einstein.
Wait a minute. Are you using one of those phone things to just make? Are 3,900 of these phone calls you, Freddy?
No.
All right, well, you know what, guys?
Next caller!
All right, so I'm just going to be real honest right now. It's been a rough time. Freddie has been a bane of my existence today. I thought he was going to be my thing to make it big, and you know what? He wasn't, and my co-host is an idiot, and I'm alone in this world. So this is Scott from Let's Get Weird telling you all to...
I'm here, too.
Mike, would you like to end this ridiculousness with me?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Everybody, as always,
stay weird.
Mike's just accepted death and everyone around him. It doesn't matter if you have a bright, shining future. If you're around Mike, well, he's accepted his death and your death, too. So it's just a wonderful friend that he is. And that's all that I got. Hello, Mike.
Boo.
No, dude, that was good. That was good. I was laughing a lot.
Boo. Boo.
No, that was solid, dude. That was solid.